of the Rebbe, volume 14, letter number 5011, Baruch Hashem, the 7th of Tevis, Tovshin Yudzayim, Brooklyn, Shalom Ivracha. He cites to the Rebbe, I'm responding, the Rebbe says your letter to the 29th of Tevis, and he writes, you know, I'm reflecting, I'm being honest, I'm reflecting on my condition, and I do an accounting, a soul accounting, and I see lackings, and I see actually deficiencies as it relates to his study and his conduct and more. And this is a student writing to the Rebbe what he's feeling about, that he doesn't look at himself doing, that he's actually fallen from his level. And the Rebbe says it's known. One of the tactics of the Yetzer Hara is to put on the person, a Jewish person, a feeling of low, a shocking level of lowness, which says, what does that say? Ah, it is so difficult that you should be successful in Torah and Mitzvahs. You can't be successful. Why? He brings a proof. Look what happened on this day and what happened at that night. So you're no good. That's his tactics. And when he sees that the argument is accepted, you say, yeah, I'm no good, and therefore, so he starts to tell the person, look, you're not successful anyways. Why should you even try? Why should you even make an effort? So this is all tricks of getting you down so that you won't even try. And since this is the tactics of the Yetzer Hara, so it's understood you shouldn't listen to him at all and at all. And to explain to yourself, yes, it's true that till now I wasn't successful as necessary and as need to be. But the creator of the world and the one who runs the world promised every single one of the Jewish people that nobody will get lost. Bal yidach mimenu nidach. Nobody is lost. And therefore I need to go on the road that goes up base scale to the house of God by adding in the study of Torah and observing the mitzvahs. And even if sometimes I stumble on the road in this way, that should add me more energy, more diligence, and additional powers in this war against the Yetzer. Because certainly the creator of the world is supervising over me with an individual supervision. And he promised to each one, that when you sanctify yourself, when a person sanctifies himself a little bit below, they sanctify him a lot from above. You should ask one of your friends from the Tzir Agudas Chabad. They should explain you the above idea at length, at greater length, based upon what's explained in the teaching of Chassidus, and also from them in the Sefer HaTanya, in many air places. And the main thing is that you should continue to study with diligence, with devotion, and then the blessed Hashem will succeed you, that in the end, you will be victorious over the war of the Yetzer as well. And I'm sure the Rebbe says that you keep the tradition, the takona, to say every day after the morning davening, the shir of the monthly tillim, as it's been divided, the tillim for the days of the month. The Rebbe blesses him for good news in the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary. So here, the Rebbe goes into quite lengthy explaining that this feeling of hopelessness is actually a tactic of the Yetzer Hara to stop you from even trying, because he figures by telling you, listen, you're not going to be successful, so don't even bother, and you're therefore going to give up, you don't even try. And the Rebbe says, so what do? You know that it's the tricks of the Yetzer Hara, so you know that the Eibishter promised, who leads the world, that if you want to, he will help you, and each one eventually will win the war, because nobody will get lost. So do a little bit with more, and you will see that in the end you'll be successful. Ask somebody of the friends to explain to you at length. Rebbe tells him to keep the shir of Tehillim after the morning davening.